This is VOA News by remote. I'm Michael Brown. A fifth person has died as a result of the rioting at the U.S. Capitol building on Wednesday. The Capitol Police announced late Thursday that one of its officers had died from injuries sustained while physically engaging with protesters. A Capitol Police spokesperson said Officer Brian Sicknick died Thursday evening. A protester was shot and killed by police inside the Capitol, and three others died of apparent medical emergencies. Meantime, there is word law enforcement officials in charge of protecting the Capitol repeatedly declined offers of additional assistance ahead of Wednesday's riot. The allegations from the defense and military officials came after large crowds of extremists supporting President Donald Trump pushed past barricades and members of the Capitol Police to rampage through the building. The breach of the Capitol building is costing some officials their jobs. Senate Sergeant at Arms Michael Stenger resigned because of Wednesday's security failures. Capitol Police Chief Steve Sun also submitted his resignation late Thursday, a source with knowledge of the matter told the Associated Press, adding the chief's last day would be January the 16th. Sun has not publicly said why he declined additional manpower and resources. Meantime, U.S. law enforcement officials have opened a criminal investigation into Wednesday's attack on the U.S. Capitol. Acting U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia said 15 people have been charged in federal court in connection with the rioting, while 40 others were charged in the lead-up to the rioting, most of them for unlawful entry onto the Capitol grounds. The federal charges include theft of government property and firearms violations. Via remote, this is VOA News.